Welcome back to Tiger Talk on this Wednesday night. I appreciate you joining us here this evening as we're supposed to be on AM 1240 KNEM only, but when we're recording this, there is a bad weather forecast for Wednesday, so if there ended up being no Hume, Northeast Vernon County coverage tonight on 97.5 FM KNMO. We're also with you on the FM side, so we'll say hello there as well, just in case. But we're actually recording a little bit early with Lady Tigerhead basketball coach Brent Bartlett, just in case we did have some bad weather on Wednesday. They didn't play on Tuesday, so that gives us a little bit of luxury of time. And we don't have that much to talk about, actually. We do have a nice championship to talk about. Not that many games since we last visited, but we do have a great championship to talk about for Nevada as they went to win the Clinton tournament for the second straight year, knocking off Adrian last Saturday in a whale of a ball game, 64-51. So you brought that hardware back for the second straight year. And as we talked about in postgame the other day, if somebody looked at the final score and said, well, Nevada had that pretty well in hand. But they would have no idea how that game was.
Not at all, Mike. With a one-point lead after first quarter and one-point lead at halftime, it was definitely a close game, went down to the wire.
That it did. It was a heck of a tournament between Nevada and Adrian. Adrian rolling through things. You had a little struggle with Warrensburg in your semifinal, but certainly picked up your pace of play on Saturday. We have just the championship game to talk about. We talked about the semifinal already, so let's dig into the game against Adrian. As I mentioned, you won it by 13, 64-51. You come out with three players in double figures, good balanced scoring in the ball game, and you had a lot of contributors on Saturday.
Yeah, I was really pleased. We had some girls step up. We're getting our kind of our depth. We've got some sophomore Bailey Austin gave us some really good minutes. Senior Lindsay Phoebus gave us great minutes. I thought off the bench, rebounding, gave Lindley Ferry a breather. And I thought Haley probably might have been Haley Lundeen's best overall game. I know she only hit one three-pointer, but her defense, and that's what I've been kind of talking to her about her defense. I thought her defense was really well. Took a charge there to start the fourth quarter, and just a good team effort all the way around, Mike.
It was, and certainly when you play a team with Adrian, they've got obviously an outstanding player in senior Jenna Shipley, who came in averaging 26 points a ball game, had scored 38 in their semifinal game. She gets 24, but those are probably 24 you're willing to give up as long as you know you contain everybody else, and that's kind of what you did.
Yeah, we played some different defenses, Mike, on them. We wanted to throw a different look. We didn't want them to get comfortable just in one defense that we played. So we threw a triangle and two, a box and one, and a man-to-man at them. And they had some other girls step up and hit some three-pointers against us and kind of got us out of some of the junk defenses. And we just basically had to go straight man-to-man. I thought the combination of Tylan Hethman, Bailey Aust, and Callie Bishore guarding Jenna Shipley, I thought just did a tremendous job whenever we rotated them in. At one time, each of those girls guarded her. So that was a good team effort. We had good team defense. We gave up some offensive rebounds. We're working hard at practice on blocking out and physically blocking out and keeping our man behind us. And you know, down the stretch, I thought in the fourth quarter, I thought we did a good job of blocking out. But, you know, our book showed four people in double figures, so I don't know exactly.
I'm sure it's right.
Might have been. Yeah, there might have been some.
There was some frantic play there for a while. I might have missed something.
But it was a good team effort.
Did you have Tylan in double figures?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I had her for nine, so okay.
Yeah,
I missed
10.
A bucket then. Okay.
Yeah, we had Tylan for 10.
I missed a free throw. Okay, good.
They did a nice job. You know, in the second quarter, they took a seven-point lead early in the second quarter. And, you know, when you have junior and senior leadership, you know, girls that have been there, we just kept our composure and just kept plugging away and ended up taking a one-point lead at halftime. And so I was real pleased with the run we ended in the second quarter. They took away a lot of our fast break opportunities, Mike, but we still scored 64 points. It was probably overall we ran a lot of different sets at them, offensive sets. We didn't run the same offense almost back-to-back too often. And we did a nice job of executing. Lindley Ferry knocked down some big shots. I thought Allison, you know, had starting again to get her strength back. I thought she really was aggressive, was looking to attack the basket. I thought she did a lot of good things. You know, Paige, it seemed like just really struggled in the first half shooting the basketball. But, you know, that she's one of those girls, shooters, that she can get hot in a hurry, Mike. And then that's kind of what happened with Paige in the second half. She hit those two big threes in the fourth quarter. That really gave us a boost. Haley Lundeen, when we had an 8-point lead in the third quarter, it knocked down a 3-pointer to give us 11-point lead. So we did pull it out there. What makes, you know, they're not just a one-man show, one-lady show. They've got good athletes and some good scores that go along with Jenna Shipley. So they play really solid in-your-face defense. They didn't press us like I thought they would, Mike, but again, we did a good job. It was probably the best job we did at overall screening and executing plays and knocking down shots from the end of the second quarter into the third and fourth quarter. So again, I was very pleased. I know Callie ended up with, I believe, 6 points. I could be wrong there, but I think that's what we had her for. But Ty and Cal, you know, I think we had a 5-point lead at one time. We had a turnover there in the fourth quarter, and Jenna Shipley was kind of going in for a layup. And next thing you know, Callie steals the ball from her just right when she was getting ready to shoot. I mean, that was a big steal. Callie had two big steals in the fourth quarter, and Ty had two big steals. So down the stretch, so our defense, it was good to see our defense kind of back on track a little bit. It was good to see us playing better team basketball, you know, for each other, for our community, for our school. And again, I was real pleased. I was I kind of just let the girls play and call the plays every once in a while and try to control timeouts when I needed, but great victory, great win for us to repeat as you know, champions of the Clinton tournament. And that tournament I thought was real competitive this year.
Let's go back to Adrian offensively. Talk about Shipley at 24 points, but they did have five of the threes besides that. Macy Cunningham with two, and then Mackenzie Self, who comes off the bench, and a sophomore who hits three, and she's hitting from deep range. Was that a surprise, or did you anticipate that?
Well, if they were going to make shots, those are the girls we wanted to make shots. We would rather leave them open than Jenna Shipley. But as they started hitting shots and getting comfortable, we had to go straight man-to-man and try to put pressure on them. But they've got a good team. So that tells you a lot about how our girls played. Again, we needed a good team effort like that offensively and defensively, and I really felt like we got that. We competed down to the final buzzer. We didn't have Claire Pritchett, who's been giving us some good minutes, but I thought Lindsay Phoebus gave us some good minutes, and I'm really pleased with the victory and how things ended up.
You when you mentioned you were down 7 in the second quarter, and then they got backed up to a win by one at the end of the half at 28-27. So the run actually began before halftime, but then you outscored them 16-10 in the third quarter of play. So was there something there that changed? Was there a play? Was there just changing something? Was there something that made that kind of flipped the switch on how the game was going?
Well, we had when they took their 7-point lead, Mike, in the second quarter, we had back-to-back turnovers. And they hit back-to-back three-pointers. And so I called a timeout there, and I said, girls, you know, we got to take care of the basketball. I mean, we're going to get good shots. I know the shots haven't been falling, but I said we got to keep shooting. We got to stay aggressive. You know, going into the game, the game plan was to be more aggressive, I thought, offensively, defensively, and then have the junior seniors, again, stay calm. They've been there. They didn't panic. You know, ended up from then on out, I thought, just really executed. But again, I tried to throw different sets, different looks at them. And you know, a lot of high school teams don't have as many looks as we have as far as the offensive set. And when you have junior seniors that's played for 2 years, they, you can, you know, throw more and more at offensively at a team, and they'll understand and know what to do. Again, we got a nice little flex cut layup. Ty made a nice pass right into Allison Bauer and in the third quarter when we needed it, and got a nice little layup out of that. So, but defense overall, I thought, did a nice nice job. They set a lot of pick and rolls for Jenna, and we did a nice job of containing Jenna in that little trap that we do on a pick and roll. So, again, just keeping our composure and then just knocking down shots. Again, Lindley Ferry hit two back-to-back shots in, I think, third quarter that were big. And then, again, Paige's three-pointers were big. And they were really on Cali. But, you know, I thought Cali got fouled a couple times. You know, they were calling off a lot of hand checks on us. And I thought a few times in the first half, Callie drove and they were had their hands on her that was not called. So we just told her at halftime, you know, keep driving, keep looking to drive. But when you shoot, try to jump into your defender instead of, you know, jumping straight away, straight ahead. And so she ended up getting to the free throw line there and drew a foul. So, again, great effort all the way around. Again, Allison Bauer is getting her strength back. I think when she gets her strength back and is looking to be more aggressive, that's going to help our team too.
You mentioned you're a little bit surprised the fact that they didn't press you during the course of the ball game. We talked about that certainly being a possibility on pregame. I'm wondering, since you picked up the win on them the year before in the semifinals, plus, of course, if it has the reputation for having the ability to get down the court quickly, I'm wondering if your team's reputation kind of forced them maybe to think, well, maybe this is not a day we press.
Yeah, I think that's probably was the case. He didn't want to get in a running game, I don't think, with us. And he, again, we had to – our points were earned. We didn't get a lot of breakaway layups and things that we usually do. And overall, we did a good job of knocking down free throws. We've struggled sometimes with the lead of taking care of the ball in the last couple of weeks. So we talked about at practice Thursday and Friday, we talked about I mean, I felt like it was more of a confidence thing. Mike, you know, not necessarily wanting the basketball in your hands, but when a team is pressing you, if you have the ball, you know, we preach you have your eyes up the floor. If you don't have the ball, you have to, we say, be available to come back and help, and be available to catch a pass and to make something good happen. So, and we did a good job. I thought whenever. They did press us a little bit in the fourth quarter. We had our head up. We got a couple layups on an inbounds play. We got a layup. Paige found Lindley Ferry under the basket for a nice layup. And then Paige ended up getting a layup on a kind of a fast break there at the end. So, again, that's having your head up, the eyes up the floor, and being available when you don't have the basketball, and that's something I thought we really did a good job of.
And they were forced to foul, and you did a pretty good job with the free throw line.
Yeah, I think we missed a couple in the two or three in the fourth quarter, but I don't know exactly how many we made, but probably made 9 or 10. So, a good job. Hats off to our girls, and now we just you know, Callie got and Tylan Hethman.
Yeah,
got,
I was gonna go there.
You got the all tournament team, so they well deserved.
Well, I was gonna go there because I was gonna say Callie Beshore certainly accustomed to all tournament recognition. Tylan Hethman is not. No. So good for her.
Well, I think people are starting to recognize how athletic Tylan is, and then Tylan had, I think, 17 points the first game, and you know, hit 4 3-pointers, I believe, in the first quarter against Harrisonville, and then. But what she does athletically for us and makes us faster and more athletic, and it has the ability to score also. So, and then Callie, she's just so consistent. She just puts pressure on the other team's defense, and you know, she does so much for us. I really felt like she's trying to step up her game. You can tell when we've lost Tegan, you can tell Callie's trying to rebound harder and more aggressive towards the board. So I'm really proud of how hard that Callie plays, and you know, and that shows, and the coaches recognize that and see that, and it was good to see both of them. I thought it was well earned and well deserved.
Nevada improves to 15-3 on the year with that victory and that tournament championship, and Now got a little bit of time off from game action as they get ready to play at Cassville on Friday night in their court warming contest. And they're actually in a bit of a slow period in their schedule because you only play one game in 2 weeks with only the one game this week against Cassville. Then you don't have anything first of next week, so you come around to the next Friday. So pretty slow period right now for you as far as game action. But even though I'm sure girls would just as soon play games after back-to-back tournaments, you're probably ready to get a little time in the gym and retool for this last stretch.
Yeah, I really enjoyed last week when we had 2 days, Thursday and Friday, back-to-back practices. I thought we kind of, you know, you just got to stay fundamentally sound on offense and defense, and I thought we needed that. So we had pictures yesterday and gave him the practice off, and so we're going to hit it hard hopefully today and tomorrow on Thursday going into a conference game against Cassville. But I always like, you know, my practices, I usually cut them a little shorter now, but want to work real hard and during the time we're there. So and just stay sharp and be ready to go down the stretch.
Cassville and McDonald County remain on your conference schedule. 2 games left. You're 4-0 in conference play. They just had to be your next 2 games. Cassville this Friday, McDonald County a week from this Friday. The McDonald County game at Anderson. But this week you are at home. A little different schedule, by the way, folks, because of court-warming activities. And Lady Tigers have a couple of folks that are involved with that. So that means the boys' varsity will be playing on Friday first, followed by the girls' contest. And on Friday, it's a very busy night at Wynn Gymnasium. So bring a sack lunch. We got a lot of stuff going on Friday. But let's talk about Cassville. They picked up a win on Monday night, knocked off East Newton, so they get a conference win. Been kind of up and down. Tell us what you know about the Lady Wildcats.
Well, they have girls back from a year ago, Mike, so they've got good varsity experience. The coach is Hubble is in his second year of coaching the varsity level there at Cassville. I got the point guard McCracken. She's, gosh, probably an 85-90% free throw shooter, so you don't want to put her at the free throw line. They are athletic. They have shown signs of having trouble scoring at times, but then again, they got probably a good win against East Newton. East Newton and them, I felt like, probably pretty equal. So we just don't want have nobody sneak up on us. We don't want to keep people in the game and give them confidence. So we want to try to really jump on them early. We're going to try to pretend we're 10 points down to start the game and try to make that up by the end of the first quarter.
As I mentioned, yeah, if you take a look at their points per game, it's not a high average. They're obviously going to have to try to get it done on the defensive end because I don't think they can outscore you from what it looks like. So, again, this is one of those games where, especially on your home court, we have a tendency to do this, get out quick and then just try to remove any doubt.
Well, that's what we want to do. That's what we're hoping to do. We want to throw all kinds of defenses at them, and you know, Mike, they do a pretty good job of setting good screens. They are a physical team from what I've been seeing on film. They're not afraid to you know, contact. They're not afraid of that. So we'll have to be physical. We'll have to block out. They do crash the boards hard. They do play a 2-3 zone defense. They play majority man-to-man. The press I have seen so far is a 2-2-1 press, a box press. So, you know, we've got to get people in the right spots whenever they go and start switching defenses.
All right, so just one game, and basically one game, as I mentioned, in 2 weeks. So how do you keep your squad entertained in between?
Well, Mike, I never worry about them. I mean, we had that happen, I think, last year a few times. First of all, I think we needed a little bit of rest this week. I've been really sick for almost 2 weeks now, Mike, so I needed a little bit of rest. But just these girls, you know, you tell them we'll cut practice down, but let's work hard and get intense and get after it. You know, they just never do surprise me how they're ready to play on game day.
We're going to talk more about the crossover game probably on next week's show, I would guess. But we were talking about it before going on air. And while the West is pretty well clear cut as far as the path is concerned to get that, and if you went out, you got that. It's a little more muddy on the East side. So how much attention do you give that at this point to see who's doing what?
Well, I would say most coaches would be aware on how conference goes on their side and plus the other side. But on the East side, Springfield Catholic knocked off Hollister last night, so I think there's two or three teams with one loss. So, but of course, they all haven't played each other yet, so it's going to be interesting how that pans out.
Yeah, the crossover game will be coming up, I believe, on the 20th. The 20th of nowhere in February. Like the calendar's not turned. It's the 18th of February. I knew it was the 18th. I was looking. That says 20th. Yours is actually on the 17th. The 17th of February on Monday. And the West has to go to the East. And again, we'll talk more about that on next week's program. So again, Cassville coming up. One thing I might finish up on. We haven't talked to you since Tegan Charles had her surgery. Good, great to see her at Clinton on Saturday. She went out and got the championship trophy, and obviously an emotional moment for her. So, what can you tell us about how her surgery went and her prognosis going forward?
Well, it was just the ACL, so we were thankful for that. The doctor said everything went well, and Tegan's going to work real hard to do all of her therapy and be religious about doing it each and every day. It was, I know our girls, and so did our coaching staff, we really appreciated her making the trip to Clinton just to have her back on the bench. She and Paige Dahmer are two of our players that are running for homecoming queen, courtwarming queen, that night. That's why we'll be playing the later game, the last game. Our JV girls, I believe, will play it first at 5, I believe, in the multi-gym. So, but she very successful, and good to have her that over with, the surgery over with, and now she just has to do her therapy and heal up.
Look forward to that progressing, and obviously her season is done, but hopefully then obviously she'll go forward and get that therapy done and be able to move forward on to what she has coming up next. So you have coming up next Cassville on Friday night. Look forward to the matchup at Wynn Gymnasium. Seems like both teams, for the boys and girls, have been away from home for quite a while, so good to get back in the home gym, I guess, on Friday night.
Yeah, always is.
Oh, look forward to it. It'll be a great atmosphere on courtwarming. Wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Lady Tiger Head basketball coach Brent Bartlett joining us on this segment of Tiger Talk. We'll come back, switch over to the boys' side, and head coach Sean Gray after this timeout on Tiger Talk.